Christmas season, a time for rejoicing. Christmas season, a time for rejoicing. Why do we make Christmas season a time for rejoicing for all the world? Now, the Christmas season is the time of the birth of the Christ child, all that it means. But what about all the rest of the world? Why is it that the world's at war? Take a moment off for peace at Christmas time, even though it may not be their religion, it may not be their philosophy, it may not be their way of life. Why do all people everywhere, why are they touched by the Christmas season of rejoicing? A season of goodwill, a season of happiness, a season of caring one person for another. Why do they do that? Why do we all do that? Why is it that Christmas is a time of sharing and giving and being loving to our neighbors and our friends, our family, our world? This is something inborn in all of us. This is something deeply ingrained in all of us. It's something that all of us remember again and again and again. From our childhood to our youth, to our older ages, whatever time of life we may be in, we remember Christmas as a time of great joy. I remember my Christmases back in Wauwatosa when we were living on 1777 North 83rd Street in Wauwatosa. It was a wonderful time and a wonderful place. And as with children, the house we lived in always seemed very large. Very large, and as we go back and visit it now, it seemed to have gotten smaller somehow. But the remembrance of our Christmases never got smaller. The remembrances of our Christmas times and the holiday times that we spent in our home and our family are always gigantic, and they will never rescind, they will never recede, they will never be smaller, because they are built in the heart. They are built in the soul. They are built in the love that we have for ourselves and for each other. They will always be that way. It will always be that way, wonderfully and perfectly and good. It's a time for rejoicing. It was a time for rejoicing when we were children. It's a time for rejoicing when we're adults. It's a time for rejoicing all over the world. Goodwill to mankind is one of the teachings, one of the philosophy ideas of Christianity. And we look at all the world and we want them to enjoy the goodness and the wonderful qualities that we're enjoying. And we say, peace on earth, goodwill to men. We say these things, we sing these things, Great oratorios, great symphonies are made to this by the great composers of great music. And these songs reverberate through our heart, through our soul, through our being. And at Christmas time, we love to play the Christmas music. Now, you might say, why don't we play it all year long? Well, we don't play it all year long because we let ourselves be drifting off into other concepts, into other attitudes, into other ways of thinking. We let ourselves drift away from goodwill to all men, starting with ourselves. How do we bring ourselves back to what Christmas really is? A time of rejoicing. Oh, it's the Christ child's birth. That's wonderful. And that is a beautiful thing. It's time to give presents to each other. That's lovely. But it is a time for rejoicing, a time for allowing everyone on earth to be as wonderful as they are, and put no label on it. Put no label of any religion or any philosophy or any attitude. It's just, that's what it is. It's all perfect, wonderful, good, and beautiful. And because it's perfect, wonderful, good, and beautiful, it is a rejoicing time for everyone. It is uplifting. It is a magnificent time. I have traveled the world and enjoyed many peoples all over the world. And many people that I have visited with were not Christians. They were people of other religions. And yet, when Christmas time came around, all of these people were loving and gentle. All of these people were wonderful and beautiful. All these people were giving. All these people had the Christmas spirit. The Christmas spirit, even though their own philosophy of religion was different. But because they had the Christmas spirit, they had that spirit of peace on earth, goodwill to all men. They had that peace on earth, goodwill to all men, for themselves and for all in their world. And because they had this wonderful attitude, because they had this wonderful belief and this wonderful conviction, they were able to forgive, they were able to forget, they were able to stop hating, they were able to start loving. I guess rejoicing is a time where we start loving. Can you make your time at Christmas time a time of rejoicing, a time of loving? Can you make your time at Christmas time a time of all giving to your heart and your world? To look at the world like Will Rogers did, and he never saw a person who wasn't his friend. Everyone in the world was his friend. Now, and people thought, oh, that's just a philosopher talking. That's just a guy talking who has got people to listen to him. No, it's not just that. It's that that's what he believed. And wherever he went, he found people filled with joy. He found the world filled with peace and harmony and love. Because that's what he was. That's what he did. That's how he lived his life. How are you and I living our lives? Are we living our lives from the point of view that peace on earth, goodwill toward men? Are we living our lives that we have come to bring peace? We have come to show the way. We have come to be the way. We have come to live the way. We have come to rejoice exceedingly great. Rejoice over all of the wonderful things this world truly is. Perhaps at Christmas time is the best time in all of our life to count our blessings, to look at the world and see how wonderful it truly is, to look at all the people on earth and see how wonderful they are. And instead of seeing mistakes that people make, instead of seeing problems that people have, instead of seeing unhappinesses in their life, we look at their life, we look at their world, and we say, all is good and very good. I love you unconditionally. I give you my unconditional love, which has no conditions to it. I look at the world and I give it unconditional love. I look at everybody on the face of the earth and throughout all the universe. And I say, peace, be still, and know that I am God. Peace, be still, and know that I am God. Peace, be still. What a time for rejoicing. What a time for the wonderment of life to be revealed in each of our experiences. A time for rejoicing to be made known in our lives, in our family, in our community, in our world. Look at the world and call it good, and it'll be good for you. Look at life and call it joyful, and it'll be joyful for you. Look at all that exists and name it what you will. And whatever you name it, so it is. So it seems exceedingly important we name everything good and call everything good and say with unconditional love, I love you, I love you, I love you. And say it a million times, never tiring. Say it throughout the year, not just Christmas time. Say it throughout your life, and let your life be the unfoldment of everything good and beautiful now and always. For that's what it is. Know indeed that I unconditionally love myself, and I unconditionally love you, everyone in my world. For with Will Rogers, I only know a friend. Everyone is a friend. Have a good day, and have a joyous, wonderful, beautiful Christmas season, because you created it.